The History of Fire Cooking Part 4. In this final part of our four-part series on the history of fire cooking, we examine how wood-fired cooking has evolved around the world, focusing on those countries who still rely solely or in great part on wood-fired cooking for sustenance. Many still rely on fire. The numbers can be staggering when you take a close look. In developing countries, some 2.5 billion people rely on biomass to meet their energy needs for cooking. For many, these resources account for over 90% of the household energy consumption. Biomass can include charcoal, remember this is derived from wood, fuel wood, agricultural waste, and animal dung. As populations in these areas continue to increase, so will the total number of people relying on biomass for cooking, a number that is estimated to go to 2.7 billion by the year 2030. The immediate concern with these countries is that biomass is used without control for sustainable harvesting and use of technologies to convert this energy safely. In fact, 1.3 million people, the majority of whom are women and children, die because of exposure to indoor air pollutants from biomass. Slowly, the goal for switching to modern cooking fuels and/or promoting more efficient and sustainable use of traditional biomass is underway. For now, there are millions who wood-fire foods for their family's nutrition using traditional methods and recipes. The many methods and meals of fire cooking. Without question, the continent of Africa houses most of the countries who are reliant on wood fires for cooking. The top 12 countries using wood fires for cooking are Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Rwanda, Burundi, Liberia, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, South Sudan, Guinea, Laos, Ethiopia, and Central African Republic. However, there are many other countries that carry generations of wood-fired cooking recipes into today, making them a family gathering special occasion. Let's examine some of those countries and what they cook. Morocco. In Morocco, they cook in earthen ovens as well as the tangine, which is a conical-shaped terracotta lid that sits on a flat terracotta bottom. This top and bottom sit on a base called a majmar, an unglazed brazier full of hot coals that cook the tajine slowly. In the marketplaces, tagines are lined up with various foods like fish with potatoes, chicken with olives and lemon, or lamb with prunes. They also use small elevated grills in the port areas to cook various fish. Laos. Although the people of Laos do grill some items, including water beetles, they mostly make soup in large pots set over an open wood fire. This is much like the American style of cowboy cooking. Vegetables and sprouts are then added to the broth, as well as noodles, for a traditional daily dish. Guatemala. With a method of wood cooking known as three-stone cooking, a small fire is started between three fireproof materials, usually stones. Pots are then placed over the fire and supported by the stones for the actual cooking. Pipián, the national dish of Guatemala, is a mouth-watering chicken stew made with different types of native chilies, seeds, and vegetables. Including the handcrafted tortillas, it takes 3 to 4 hours to make and is prepared the traditional way over a fire. Argentina. Here they call barbecue asado, and it is certainly about the meat. But all types of foods are introduced to fire and the heat from those wood fires. Vegetables, calamari, bread. There are all types of foods included in the fire cooking of this country, either on heavy grates or in heavy iron pans. India. One of the biggest misconceptions is that tandoori is a recipe from India. That couldn't be further from the truth. Tandoori is a technique of grilling meat over fire in a tandoor, which is a clay oven. Essentially, this is a clay vessel that is buried in the ground where heat only escapes from the top. Tandoori is very hot. The meat or fish is placed on skewers and inserted vertically into the tandoori for cooking, while naan, a traditional bread, is placed along the sides of the clay vessel. Korea. Koreans use a very unique method of wood-fired cooking while at the same time utilizing the heat from that fire to heat their homes. They are one of the earliest users of radiant heat. A fire is started outside the house with a fireproof container hung over the fire area for cooking. A series of flues travels horizontally under the house. There is a layer of flat stone that is built directly beneath the floor of the house called an ondol. A chimney flue is located on the opposite side of the house from the fire source, preventing any smoke from entering the actual house. As the smoke travels through the underground flue system, it acts as a preservative to the wood house by preventing insects, mold, and bacteria from developing. Don't think all wood-fired cooking is barbecue. As you can see by the above variety of foods and techniques, this is not considered barbecue, but rather a tradition that finds its origin in every corner of the world. Through trial and error, sourcing material that was available in each country, and incorporating foods and other ingestible items into recipes to feed families, fire cooking has advanced in some countries, while others still have seen little change. Now we see the essence of barbecue by other names in other countries. Asado in Argentina, braai in South Africa, lican in Philippines, mezze in Lebanon, and parrilla in Uruguay. Without question, the days of fire cooking are far from over as our innate nature seeks the flavors only provided by flame and smoke. We love your comments. Stay connected with us and subscribe to our channel as we bring you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the smoke and fire.